Welcome to the Good Health Workshop, a show about health, nutrition, cleansing, and detoxification. We will support you where you are and encourage you to reach your health goals. Our purpose is to share information, raise your level of consciousness, and to keep you inspired to transform your life. My name is Donna Pirani, and today I have special guest Julia Lucas. She is an Amet Certified Emotional Freedoms Technique Practitioner and has taught at the Omega Institute, Nyack College, Gravity East Village, and more. She offers private and individual EFT sessions at Gravity, my office in New York City. Sessions can be arranged via Skype, by phone, or in person. Customized groups and workshops are available again at my office, Gravity East Village. Julia is a raw foods lifestyle expert, meditation teacher, and author of a soon-to-be-released spiritual transformational memoir. Julia is a 2015 mastery grad of Mama Gina School of Womanly Arts. She is a professional photographer and works in film and has a movie she worked on that's coming out at the Tribeca Film Festival. She's worked on projects directed by Martin Scorsese, Oliver Stone, Brett Ratner, Christy Zia, and Barry Schoenfeld.
Sonnenfeld.
I'm not reading. Oh, that's right.
Men in Black.
Yes, I'm reading off a screen here. So, welcome, Julia.
Thank you.
We've been trying to get together and do this show for a while, so I'm so pleased that spring is upon us and that we are here to talk about EFT today.
Yes, I am so happy to be here and so happy for this warm weather.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a long time coming.
Yes.
And I want you to tell us a little bit about emotional freedom techniques. What is EFT?
I would be happy to tell you about it. It is a healing technique, and it is combining modern psychology with tapping on meridian endpoints that are used in acupressure and acupuncture. And how it works with the modern psychology is a client comes in to see me, and they'll come in with an issue. Maybe they're not happy in relationships, and I will do some psychological investigation that are using the techniques of EFT that I learned in my training. And I will do enough psychological investigation, and it can be very minimal, but just enough to find out possibly the original root of the trauma. So maybe their father said something to them when they were 6 years old, and then this little six-year-old developed a belief system and held it in their body, and then, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later, they have behaviors of and thinking patterns that have led to the way that they are in relationship. So we'll activate that using, you know, the techniques that I use. And so they'll feel it in their body, and we'll tap on meridian endpoints, and it can rebalance the system at the root of the trauma. And then it can, what we call, knock down trees. So the related belief systems and patterns that were developed after that, so say they had a boyfriend when they were 15 and then 20 and 25 and so on, the trauma can be cleared from those situations as well.
Wow.
Now, yeah, it can happen very quickly, or it can be layered. We can kind of go in and do a couple of different things. We can also work on something, maybe something is so traumatic and the person can't even bring it up. We don't want to re-traumatize them. Often in therapy, people are re-traumatized. They go in and talk about the sexual abuse or whatever over and over and over again. And with EFT, we don't want to re-traumatize people. We just, so we can talk about where they feel something in their body using some creative. I love using creative techniques since I'm a creative, you know, I've been a creative professional for a long time. And so maybe ask them, where in your body do you feel this? Does it have a color or shape? And we don't even have to touch the trauma, and we can clear such deep things and quickly. So what we can do in EFT may take 5 or 10 years in therapy. It's so wildly effective.
And so I understand. So you're tapping into the psychological component to some degree to get some information.
Well, Gary Craig says that negative emotions are a result of the imbalance in the energy system. So at the time of trauma, the energy system got disrupted. So we're just rebalancing the energy system from that at that time of trauma. And we do that by reactivating it in the body so that when they're feeling it, they're back there, their subconscious is tapped into it. And then we rebalance the energy system at the time of trauma. So we rebalance their energy system so they don't have the negative emotions anymore. And it really taps into the subconscious and rearranges.
Exactly. It's called also called tapping.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about how it works, like the technique a bit, just to give a little picture of, you know, to give more information?
Mm-hmm. So I'll sit down with a client, or I also do it in workshops or specialized groups, and I'll do the psychological investigation. We'll talk a little bit. I'll get an idea about what is, you know, what the problem is, why they're here, or what's coming up for them today, what stressors are in their life today. And so I will find out enough information, and then I will tap with that person. So I will tap on myself while they're tapping on them, and I'll guide them. And we'll tap on places like the karate chop point, which is that fleshy part of the side of the hand where you karate chop, you know, if you were a kid and you karate chop stuff. So that's a very, very effective point. And then we tap on other points right where the eyebrows come end, in the middle, the side of the eye, under the nose, on the chin, collarbone points, side of the arm, and then the top of the head. And there are other points. So I will guide them in tapping on these points, and they'll repeat after me. So I will so creatively and masterfully guide them through a script of what they already told me, but I will create a cognitive shift when the time is right to create a change, to create a shift. So we will tap on, you know, we'll tap and then say, like, kind of like state what's true, like what's really true, how they're feeling. They're angry, even though I have this anger, I have all this anger or whatever. So it's like saying the truth, because the subconscious knows the truth. If we use affirmations and say, I'm so happy, but deep down the subconscious knows I'm really angry, it's not effective.
Yeah, I know. You know, in a lot of books I've read about affirmations and in terms of my spiritual path, even as a child, my mother would say, just think happy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't where I would be.
Yes.
And I would be angry about that.
Mm-hmm,
because it wasn't very real to me. So
right.
I like the fact that you, to clear something, EFT can go into that space a little bit to own that maybe doesn't feel good.
Right, exactly. And as we learned in Mama Gina's School of the Womanly Arts, that there are 88 keys on the piano, and those represent all the emotions and states of being. And being happy, 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 playing that one-note song is not realistic. And someday you're going to explode because you've stuffed all this stuff.
Hmm.
So we're not looking for you to just clear everything so you're playing a happy song, but to be able to feel better, to actually feel your feelings better, and to create a cognitive shift so that, you know, that six-year-old is, we're not operating from the six-year-old anymore. You know, yes, I'm angry that my father said that or whatever, but then I masterfully create a cognitive shift. So sometimes they start laughing. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been thinking like this and behaving like this all these years. And then it just shifts their lives.
So because there's a dialogue,
mm-hmm.
if I get this right,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know this because I've tapped many times with you. Because there's a dialogue, and you're tapping at the same time. It's different than like sitting in the therapist's office and just talking about your feelings.
Yes.
Because you're tapping on these meridian points. Mm-hmm. I would think that's the key factor in terms of moving a certain stuck energy
yes.
in the body.
Yes, you're rebalancing the energy system. And so acupressure is very effective, but you're not doing the psychological talking. You're, you know, in acupuncture or acupressure, you're rebalancing the energy system, but the person is not like cognitively talking about where the origin of the imbalance. Mm. So combining it with the talking is so effective. And I love to teach people how to use it for themselves, for daily stressors. It's so effective just for those daily stressors. If you're on your way to a meeting, do a little tapping, all the way to like heavy, heavy trauma. And we can, you know, with a practitioner, you can really, really, really like move major stuff and have a new life, renewed life.
So someone may work with you to get acquainted with the technique, mm-hmm. and then they may be able to use it every day even themselves. Mm-hmm. And then I would imagine if something came up that they weren't in touch with how they felt or that or the situation, they could work with you because they may not even be able to tap into literally
yes.
what's happening to be able to move it through or even to create a dialogue about it. Sometimes yes. I would think people may be very emotional about things and they may need a guide.
Yes.
And then other times they may be able to work through an anxiety or an issue. And I have to say, I've tapped with Julia privately. I've tapped with her in our group setting at Gravity. We do have group tapping. Mm-hmm. And what happens to me sometimes is I'll be stressed about something. Maybe I had an interaction with someone and I felt very unhappy about the interaction, stressed, maybe angry or upset. And then I will have trouble falling asleep or I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'm replaying that tape, trying mm-hmm. to sort through what to say and what happened. And I can't fall back to sleep and I'm very tense. So I literally in bed will start tapping on the karate chop point and I'll do the other points as well. And silently we'll mm-hmm. go through that dialogue because I'm so acquainted with it and I calm right down yes. and I go to sleep. And yes. I have to say I've tried meditation. It doesn't work when I'm that upset because mm-hmm. I just go right back to that. I
yes.
think that the tapping on the points completely relaxes me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sends calming signals to the amygdala, which is where we have emotional reactions. And that's where the fight, flight, or freeze center of the brain is. So it sends calming signals to that part of the brain. So there's a lot of science around it as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history? You mentioned Gary Craig.
Yes. I get a little teary when I think about Gary Craig because he's so awesome and what he brought to the world. So about 30 or 35 years ago, there were a lot of hip things happening in California, mm-hmm. people exploring transformation, and there was a man named Roger Callahan, and he was a classically trained psychologist, and he was working with his clients, you know, classically in the psychological way, and he was also interested in acupressure and acupuncture, so he was doing independent studies about it, and he was working with a client who had a phobia of water. And he was working with her and, you know, he wanted to see what would happen if he took her closer to water. And predictably, she got more anxious and he remembered what he had read about acupressure and acupuncture. And so he wondered what would happen if I tapped on a point. And so he did. And her phobia of water cleared in minutes and she was able to go in the water. I don't know, splash around, go underwater. And then Gary Craig, he did studies and eventually took on students. And Gary Craig was one of those students. And do you want me to go on?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take a break now.
Okay.
I've been signaling Julia that we're going to take a break. So when we finish the story, when we come right back.
Yes.
You're listening to the Good Health Workshop on NewYorkTalkRadio.net and CatskillsRadio.com. And I'm Donna Peroni, and I'm here with Julia Lucas talking about EFT. And we left right in the middle of Julia explaining a little bit about the history behind EFT, or emotional freedom techniques.
Thank you, Donna. Such a pleasure to be here. And where I left off is Roger Callahan, a classically trained psychologist, accidentally discovered the link between psychology and tapping on acupuncture points. And he took students eventually after doing some studies. And he one of his students was Gary Craig, a man named Gary Craig. So Roger Callahan developed complex algorithms for each issue. So if you had anger, you would tap on certain points. And if you had sadness, you would tap on certain points. Well, Gary Craig, after studying with Roger Callahan, decided or found that you could have one simple tapping recipe and use it for any issue and use it on anything. So he went out on his own and started doing workshops and working with clients and doing research. And he named it emotional freedom techniques. And what he created is what EFT is based on today. Now, many people have come into, you know, the EFT world and brought in some new techniques and added to the canon of it. But that's the basic history. And I love to talk about something that Gary Craig developed, which is called the Palace of Possibilities. And this is kind of where I get very moved. There is a four-part YouTube series on YouTube called The Palace of Possibilities, where Gary Craig describes this. And he talks about, and I love to combine it with Mama Gina's School of the Womanly Arts, where we explore desires and having a bigger and more full life, full of pleasure. So what Gary Craig talks about is that there's this palace of possibilities out there. There are so many possibilities and things we can do, and we see it. You know, we're living our life, and then we see someone not so different from us, and they become a movie star, or they are on a webinar, and we think, why couldn't I do that? Why couldn't I publish a book or do something? I know I have it in me, but why do I keep coming up against this wall? And what Gary Craig says is that our belief systems are the quote-unquote writing on the wall that keeps us in a little room and keeps us from experiencing the palace of possibilities. So in EFT, we really get to these belief systems, and we can erase them from the walls. We can erase the writings from the wall, and it can lead us out into our true potential so that we can experience the pleasure and joy of being in our own palace of possibilities.
Wow. That's really extraordinary.
Who doesn't want that?
So I guess if somebody has an issue around money.
Yes.
You know, they just, no matter how much they try, how much they put it out there, they may be thinking happy thoughts.
Yeah.
They haven't really moved that stuck energy of whatever they may have experienced as a child surrounding money.
Yes.
Or what was shown to them that's so deeply rooted mm-hmm. in their belief system, which is, even if they're trying to change it, it's still in there.
Right, yeah. Right. And EFT can quickly get to those and clear them. You know, one way is to you know, imagine yourself when you're, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years old and your parents are having a conversation about money, and kind of, and imagine that, and what feelings are each of them feeling, and what are you feeling? And you can get to the real root of your behaviors around money and beliefs. And then there are some other, you know, other techniques for doing that. And, you know, my own personal journey is that's been an area where I was real, had a lot of beliefs that were limiting, and they're just like clearing left and right. And I'm actually leading people through through clearing all that and being really powerful with their money so that they can be a person who really is powerful with money and stable and then can also help the world, help change the world through having such abundance.
So I would think this is a process. It's not like they tap for an hour and it's all done. But I know with my experience, I will think I have a handle on a situation, but just by tapping on it with you, I will gain some knowledge about something that I am hiding deeply, a secret, or again, a false belief will just come out and I'll be like, wow, I guess I really feel that way.
Yes. Well, through, you know, my masterfulness and the process and what I've learned and what I bring to the table with from my own experiences and my own varied training, like with, I'm a meditation teacher, so I bring a lot of mindfulness also to the table. It excavates things from the subconscious.
Yeah, and I would love to talk a little bit about the kind of people who may be very stuck and having like a depression or perhaps an eating disorder or someone who's having a phobia or anxiety issues that may leave them having maybe panic attacks where they're having a hard time just showing up to life.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say about that area?
Well, in EFT, we say try it on anything, and it really, truly is effective on anything and everything. And I have found it incredibly powerful with people with anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. There's a film called Operation Freedom where Gary Craig and other EFT practitioners work with Vietnam vets, and not Vietnam vets, just vets. Some of them are from Vietnam, where they can't even live life. So you see things clear very quickly. So again, it sends, you know, calming signals to the amygdala, which is the fight, flight, or freeze response of the brain. So when you calm that, you know, and also I bring mindfulness to the table to see how people are thinking to help them transform their thoughts and to see that their thinking patterns are causing a lot of their problems. So we work with that, and it's based on the individual, but I do bring all these things to help them clear through whatever, you know, whatever blocks. So if someone has, you know, anxiety attacks, I would say, you know, I would do some investigation. When do they happen? Is it, say they're going to their job? Maybe that's when they what activates them. Maybe they're unconscious about it, but through the investigation, we will help bring consciousness to when they are activated. So maybe they're on their way to work and they get panic attacks. Well, maybe they're not happy at work. You know, we'll do some investigation to see what's really going on. And I like to help people find what their true desires are. And so maybe I'll work with them to see, wow, instead of being a lawyer, they really want to live the tropical dream or whatever, you
right,
know?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, be a massage therapist in the tropics. You know, so we'll really help bring them to a new place.
I think a lot of times in these situations, it's fear-based. There's an insecurity. You know, there could be a trigger, like an event that happened even in their adult life that caused them to have a performance anxiety or to get on an airplane or...
Well, that's a good point. May I just expand upon that? So maybe they have triggers. They're getting... Yeah, getting on an airplane is a trigger. So I'll say, when did you first feel this? When I was 12 years old and we were... Okay, maybe they were flying somewhere or maybe they were at the airport and their parents had a fight. You know, something... So I'll trace when it originally happened and what the original trigger is. And so we will tap on that. It may not even have to do with an airplane or an airport. Maybe something else, but somehow the subconscious linked them together. So we will do the investigation, tap about it, and see what happens. And miraculous things happen.
And the thing is, again, that person, maybe they are working with someone to be able to get back on the airplane, or maybe they do fly and they're just having a hard time. They can tap.
Yes.
Can I tell you? To calm down when they're on an airplane.
Can I tell you about a flight I had coming back from Miami?
Sure.
It was about a year and a half ago, and I was flying back from Miami, and a drunk guy got up and tried to open the emergency exit. And everyone panicked. A bunch of guys got up and tackled him. It's like what you think about when you hear about, oh, there's someone on the plane that's dangerous. Mm. So a bunch of guys got their belts and strapped them down, and everyone was freaking out. And people, and weirdly enough, people were standing up taking videos with their iPhones, which it's a bizarre world in that aspect. And I was sitting next to a woman, and she started getting panicked. And she was kind of a typical New Yorker woman, kind of a little Woody Allen-ish, you know? And she was like panicked, and I was like so calm, and I started tapping with her. And it calmed her down. She was like, oh my gosh, I don't feel stressed anymore. And we were just able to have, like, just have a conversation. And she was, you know, and she, that is kind of a situation where that person may have then been fearful of flying after that.
Right.
But what we did was we cleared the trauma immediately, rebalanced her energy system, and I think she was fine.
Wow. Well, people seem more stressed today, I think, than ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to consider just in our personal lives, and then you can look at the world as a whole.
Yes.
So I really do feel there's more and more of a need that people can have this as a tool to help in those moments.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about maybe what you've witnessed in terms of people and how they have benefited by this technique?
Yes, I will. So I had one client. Hold on, I have to cough. Sorry. I had one client who came in, and she was a woman. I had to drink some water. She was a woman who was married and had a couple of children, and had a lot of anxiety. She could barely function. There was so much anxiety, and she was blaming it on one issue. Very focused on it, very obsessed with it. So within 10 sessions, she was a completely different person. I really brought mindfulness a lot into our sessions about how she was thinking. So, you know, our thoughts create our actions, and our actions create our life and our destiny. So her thoughts were just fueling this constant obsession and behavior. And she was definitely trapped in a little room with a lot of belief systems written on the wall, and she kept believing them. And looking at them and reading them. And so we, you know, did a lot of tapping. Tapped about family stuff, relationship stuff. And she's a different person after 10 sessions. Mm-hmm. She has had a few more, but she's really functioning well, growing. I've taught her some meditation techniques in addition. And she has a different life. There are new possibilities in her life.
And I would imagine sometimes people have like an emotional release, even like they may cry a little bit, or you may see that, or you may see a difference when they walk in terms of if they're tense, and when they leave, they may be more relaxed.
Yes, definitely. Definitely people cry. But again, it's not like, you know, going over and over and over the same story. They'll maybe cry, we'll clear it up, and they'll have transformations right in the office.
That's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back with the Good Health Workshop. I'm Donna Peroni, and you're listening to the Good Health Workshop, and I'm here with Julia Lucas talking about emotional freedom techniques. And I want to take a moment just to share how you can learn more about Julia and about EFT, and how you can even book an appointment to see her. So her website is raw, like R-A-W, julia.com. You can read about Julia also on my website for Gravity East Village, which is gravityeastvillage.com. We have a video of Julia that I shot myself. and she actually does a demo. So you can watch a video of her tapping to give you an idea, because visually we're limited with this podcast, so we're not going to do a demo. But you can watch her on the video. You can read her bio. And, of course, you can call Gravity East Village to book an appointment. Julia sees clients at Gravity at 212-388-9788. So you can come see her to do a private session. And then periodically we offer a group tapping. Our last one was in January, and we tapped on money. We had a nice group, and Julia was absolutely sensational in leading that group. I was part of it, and you definitely have to come. So if you don't get my emails of these events, you may want to subscribe at gravityeastvillage.com. You can put your email name in there. So to continue our conversation, I would love, Julia, for you to talk a little bit about how this technique can help with weight loss, with people's choices in eating healthy food, and overeating.
Okay, thank you. So EFT can be used for cravings during the day. So say, you know, that's there's that magic time around 3 o'clock where you get a sugar craving. So you can tap about the craving, like, even though I have this craving, and tap through the points. You don't even need to say the script, but you can just feel the feeling of that, oh my gosh, I need that sugar, and tap about it. In one-on-one sessions or in group sessions, we can go much deeper to work on, you know, often eating issues are related to the relationship with the mother. So we can work on those much more deeply. We can, tap like daily about our eating choices. You know, we also have to bring mindfulness to it, because we have to be conscious enough to put a pause between that feeling and emotion and the compulsion to grab that thing. So we can, in that pause, do some tapping to bring down the stress and anxiety and the craving.
The pull can be very strong in that moment.
It can be very strong. So we have to bring mindfulness. So I'm so grateful that I can share that with people as well, and make that part of, you know, what I do with them, so that they can bring a pause and a quietness and stillness to that moment, so that they can, you know, find the tapping in that frenzy.
What's interesting about this process is there is a dialogue, and you do start with, even though,
yes,
I feel like having that candy bar right now, and I know that what I really need is a hug. You know, if you're that advanced to go there. But you always seem to end the dialogue, or you bring it in that despite that I have this craving, I still completely love and accept myself anyway.
Yes. And yeah. And so, I mean, this whole, you know, transformation journey is about self-love. You know, so if we're, you know, shaming ourselves or beating ourselves up, we're not going to have much effect. So we really do want to love ourselves and just grow in that love, because we're going to make better choices if we're in love with ourselves. And we can practice self-love even when we don't feel it. And another way to work on these things is, you know, if we're making healthy choices, what comes up when we're making those healthy choices? So say instead of the candy bar, we go for the salad. But it doesn't feel natural and normal, or it feels weird, or we're having stress and anxiety or whatever. So we'll you know, make the healthy choice and then feel the feelings. So maybe we, you know, if we work with a practitioner or on our own, we can find it. We really miss our mother. So we can tap about the true thing, because the food is not really it. Mm-hmm. It's much deeper stuff.
Well, that's what makes you so brilliant as a practitioner in my journey, and why I have you seeing people at Gravity. I couldn't just have anyone, because you're so special at this. So it's I feel so lucky that you are seeing people at Gravity's Village, and that you're here today and we're talking about this, because you know how much I value what you have to offer.
Yes, yes.
And I'll put it out there again and again and stand by you.
Thank you.
Yes. I was wondering also if you could go into, because it's a nice segue, if you could discuss addiction and EFT.
Yes. So I love to work with people with addictions, heavy addictions, light addictions, whatever the spectrum, because it's really a thinking problem. And also, you know, there is a real way to walk out of the woods with addictions, and I know a lot about how to do that. I mean, it's such a complex issue, but, you know, EFT is great for cravings. So if someone stops, they can use them for cravings. Also, people with addictions often don't know how to process all the feelings they have. And usually they're like big, bright, incredible stars who have so much to offer and so much to share with the world, but they have resentments. They don't know how to express things properly. They have a lot of shame. So when they start to come out, they feel shame, and so they have to drink or eat or whatever. And so it's so complex, and it's so specialized for each individual person. But EFT can really take a major edge off, so that maybe they have a chance to walk out of the woods.
Oh, so well said.
Thank you.
You are such a genius.
It's true.
Oh, my goodness. And you can help so many people with so many issues. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I am leaving this next part for the end, towards the end of our program, because it's just a great way for us to seal the deal. Mm-hmm. We've already discussed that there's a certain dramatic change that you had witnessed with a client that we both know very well.
Yes.
And I would love for you to share, and he's given us permission to share his story.
Yes. I so love this story, and I so love this person. He's just so willing to do this work and this process, and I've seen so many changes in him, and it's such a delight. So he had a back injury, and he was out of work for several months. And he had done everything his doctor had prescribed, and also tried other things, physical therapy, chiropractic, other stuff. And he was walking with a walker, and he could barely leave the house. So he heard about EFT and thought he would try it. He was on the Gravity mailing list, saw that I was starting to offer sessions there. He came in. He had to take a taxi because he couldn't even walk or take public transportation. We helped him in, and
he had to go down the stairs.
He had to go down the stairs.
We had one little flight of stairs he had to go down.
Yes, and I had to like kind of hold him going down the stairs. And so we did some psychological investigation. When did this happen? It was maybe 8 or 9 months before. What was going on in your life? And that information gave me the in to get to some childhood stuff. And within about, we would tap, and then we would do some testing. So I would have him stand up. It kept getting easier and easier for him to stand up. After our session, he no longer needed the walker. He walked out of there. The next day, he took 3 buses around the city. The day after that, he was on his hands and knees chipping the ice around his car. A couple weeks later, he went on vacation where he had to walk three times a day, like 5 blocks for his meals. And then he texted me at one point that he had just taken a 2.5 hour walk. I mean, it just kept getting better and better.
Well, for me, it was, I saw him come in. I hadn't seen him in a while. I was happy to see him. I saw him going down the stairs. I was like, oh God, you know, and he was had a good attitude about that. And then I went in and gave someone a colonic, because most of you would know I'm a colonic therapist. So I go in the room, the treatment room, I give the colonic, I'm coming out, I'm washing up, I'm cleaning, and there's, I won't say his name, almost dead. He's coming up the stairs, like absolutely no problem, big smile on his face. I think to the day I die, I will never forget seeing him go down the stairs and then him coming up with absolutely no problem, complete ease, quickly up the stairs. Like he was like, I've never seen such a thing.
Yes, yes. It was one of the most special days in my healing life. Yes. And I will never forget it. And it's such a good story to draw and to see what's really possible. And EFT is so great for pain. Like I said, it's good for anything. It's good for pain, anything. And I love drawing on Louise Hay's work about, you know, the mind-body, you know, connection. So if we have a physical ailment, we can, you know, work on that through EFT and get to the deeper emotions. I worked with someone who had MS. Someone asked me if I could come work with this woman in Pennsylvania. They said she had MS. And I went there and I was not prepared for how incapacitated she was. And she couldn't tap on herself. So they had me tap. I knew I had to tap on her. And we cleared some major stuff that happened around the time of her diagnosis. She started crying and, you know, had been carrying these heavy feelings about, you know, a boyfriend, you know, for many years. And she cried and said that I was an angel. And so, you know, it's just so rewarding to see people just drop the stuff that they don't need to carry.
Yes.
Yeah.
We hold on to things mm-hmm. throughout our lives.
Yeah, and we don't mean to. It doesn't make us bad people or wrong or whatever, but we all carry stuff, and there's so much freedom available.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know that you have a workshop coming up.
I do. Yes. It's in Rye, New York, at the Wainwright House, which is a lovely mansion on the river. I love mansions. And it's called Unleashing the Wild Woman Within. And I have that in May. So you can go to my website, www.rawjulia.com, to check for that. I want to offer people a free video if they go to my website also. And just, you know, check my website, check Gravity's website for what we're offering.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I can work with people via Skype. That's very effective. Or if someone wants me to come in and do customized groups, I can do that, or at Gravity or some of the other places where I see clients.
Well, thank you, Julia. This has been so awesome.
Thank you.
And I want to thank NewYorkTalkRadio.net. I want to thank Lee for being my engineer and Pete Calandra for our music. Please come down to Gravity East Village, book a colonic, have an infrared sauna session, see Julia. You have a wonderful massage therapist. GravityEastVillage.com, or you could call 212-388-9788. Have a beautiful day.